Today's Amud is my Katan Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, five lines in the bottom, by the words Amar of Chamo. So says the Gemara, Amar of Chamo Bar Guri Amar Rav, says Rav, an interesting statement, that Hilchos Cholo Mayid is Kehilchos Kusim Bahalacha. The Halachais of Cholo Mayid are like the Halachais of Kusim. So Kusim were people that they converted out of fear for their lives. And the Maisa, the result was, is that they were careful about certain halachas, and those halachas that they were careful about, they were super makbid about. They were mamish to the extreme, they were very careful about them. And then there were other halachas that they were mamish not careful about bichlal. They weren't really Gabriel MS, they didn't have a true conversion, it was just out of fear. And they sort of picked and chose their mitzvahs. And if you wanted to know the nature of Kusim, you wanted to try to understand which mitzvahs that they were careful with, which mitzvahs not, it was very hard to see a pattern. It's very hard, you can't really learn out from one halacha that they're careful about, and assume from there, oh, so then a different halacha, they're probably careful about that halacha as well. And says Rav that it's the same thing when it comes to the halachas of Chalamai. If you see in the Gemara, you see in halacha, a certain heter in a certain situation to perform halacha, you can't learn from there to other areas of halacha of Chalamai. Just because you see a kula in one area, you can't learn from there to another area, as the Gemara will explain shortly. And a similar statement says the Gemara, or Lamai Hilchasa, what does it actually mean? Amar of Daniel Barkatina, Amar Rav, Laimar Sheina Kurais. It means that the halachas of Cholomayit are barren. They're like a woman who's barren who can't have children. So to a halacha in Cholomayit, you can't deduce from there another halacha. It doesn't have any offspring, has no children. You can't prove from there to another area. You can't learn from the, you can't learn from that halacha to a different situation. You can't learn out one halacha from another. And what's an example where you see this, and maybe we'll just speak out outside, is because you're, in Hilchos Cholomayit there are so many things which counterbalance each other. For example, you have the amount of tircha something involves. You also have the amount of tzairich something is. So sometimes you might find something which is surprising that it's mutter because there's such a, because it's so much tircha, but because there's such a big tzairich, so it's mutter. And mashenkin, sometimes you'll have something which is not that much tircha, and yet still it's aser because there's not so much of a tzairich. So you're always going to have these two things that are counter, that are balancing each other out, and because of that, it's very difficult to learn from one halacha and apply that to something else, because there's so many different nuances. It depends on the amount of tircha, depends on the amount of tzairich, depends on all different factors, and so it's very hard to learn out one halacha from the next. Like the Gemara says, the Amar Shmuel, that zayvsin kuzta ve'ein zayvsin chavisa. Shmuel held that you're allowed to seal up a kusta, which is a barrel of wine, a small jug of wine. A small jug of wine you're allowed to seal up, but you're not allowed to seal up a large barrel of wine, even though you would think, what do you mean, a large barrel of wine? It's a bigger kli, it's a bigger hefsid, so for sure that should be mutter. That's a much bigger tzairich, it's a much bigger davar avet, that should for sure be mutter. Still Shmuel said no. And Shmuel said that the small barrel that you're allowed to seal up, because that is not so much tircha involved. So even though it's true that it's less of an aveda, it's less of a tzarech, but it's also less tircha. So Shmuel held that you could be zayvs in the kusta, the small jug, but you're not allowed to be zayvs in the large barrel. And Rav Dimi Minardah held the exact opposite. He was amar that zayvs in chavisa vein zayvs in kusta. Now you could seal up the large barrel because it's a big hafsid, and you're not allowed to seal up the small barrel because there's not so much hafsid, even though there's also not that much tircha. And the Gemara explains that Mar Chayish Lepseda, that Rav Dimi Minardah was more worried about the loss than he was about the tircha, and therefore he held that you could seal up the large barrel of wine, but not the small barrel. Umar Chayish Letircha, whereas Shmuel was more careful about the tircha, he was more nervous, worried about the tircha involved, and therefore he said that you could seal up a small barrel of wine, but you're not allowed to seal up the large barrel of wine. Amr Abaye. Abaye says another comparison. That Naktina and Hilchos Mayid ke Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Mayid is also in a sense like Hilchos Shabbos. In what sense? Says the Gemara. Yesh mehan patur aval aser. Yesh mehan mutar lechatchila. You have certain things on Shabbos and on Chol HaMoed that they're patur midaraisa. You're not chayav for it, but it's still aser midarabanan. And then there's also some things that are even mutter l'chadchila. So in that sense, Chol HaMoed is mamis like Shabbos. Now it's interesting because on Shabbos you have a third category. You also have things that are chayiv. You have chayiv, things that are chayiv midaraisa. And then you have patra aval aser, which means it's patra midaraisa, but aser midarabanan. And then you have things that are mutter l'chadchila. It's even midarabanan, it's mutter. Interesting, the Gemara over here only says that Chol HaMoed is like Shabbos with regards to these last two categories. Things that are patra aval aser and things that are mutter l'chadchila. It's mashma that there's nothing Chol HaMoed that's chayiv midaraisa, which makes it seem like malacha on Chol HaMoed is only aser midarabanan and not midaraisa. So this would be a raya to those rishonim who say that malacha on Chol HaMoed is only aser midarabanan. Says the Gemara writer that Rav Huna chatzdu lechatzada b'mayado. Rav Huna, he had his barley in his field. He had things that were growing in his field. We'll see later, it's not referring to wheat. Let's say barley. He had barley growing in his field, and he cut it on Chol HaMoed. It was a davar aved. It needed to be cut. If he doesn't cut it, it would be a big hafsid. So there was a heter to cut his barley from his field on Chol HaMoed, and that's what he did. Now, Eisvei Rabba Bar Rav Huna l'Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Rav Huna asked Rav Huna that we learned in the Braisa, Teichnin Kamach B'Moyed L'Tzarech HaMoyed. You're allowed to grind wheat on Chol HaMoyed if it's a Tzarech HaMoyed, to have flour to bake bread. Ushalai L'Tzarech HaMoyed Aser. But to make flour, to be Ivor on the Malacha of Teichin when it's not L'Tzarech HaMoyed, so that's Aser. Davar Sha'av, another Halacha that the Braisa said, is that Davar Sha'avud B'Moyed Mutter L'Aseisa B'Moyed. If you have a Davar Aved, that if you don't do Malacha on Chol HaMoyed, it's going to create a Hefsid. So you're allowed to do Malacha to prevent that Hefsid on Chol HaMoyed. And Davar Sha'inu Aved B'Moyed Aser. But if it's not going to give you a loss on Chol HaMoyed, you have time after the Moyed to take care of whatever it is. So then you don't have a Heter to perform Malacha for that on Chol HaMoyed. Aval, says the Braisa, even though for a davar avin and Chol HaMoed you're allowed to do malacha, when it comes to mechuber lekarka, when it comes to something that's attached to the ground, so then afilu kulo yavod aser. So then even if you're going to lose the entire field, the entire thing is going to get lost, afal pikein, something that's attached to the ground, you don't have a heter of davar avin, because davar avin, if it's attached to the ground, things that are attached to the ground are often much more public, and therefore you don't have a heter of davar avin. So you see it straight out in the Braisa that you don't have a heter of davar avin and things that are attached, and that's the kash on Rav Huna. So how is he allowed to cut the barley in his field? Now before we get to the teretz, the Gemara just brings the hemshach of the Braisa. V'meinlo yimay yoichal, and if a person doesn't have what to eat, so then Nevada, Kaitzer, Umaamir, V'dash, V'zeiro, Ubayir, V'teichin, he could do all the malachis that there is in the books. He could harvest, he could gather, he could thresh, winnow, separate, grind, he could do everything. But the one thing he has to do is he has to do a shinoi. He has to make sure that when he threshes whatever it is that he's harvesting, he cannot do that with cows. He can't do that with paris. He has to use a shinoi. Al-Koban in the Brais is mavur that the heter of davar aved does not apply to things that are attached to the ground. So how does Rav Huna, how is he allowed to cut his barley? So says the Gemara, that Amar Lei, Rav Huna answered back, that yechidahi, you're right that braisa is not like me, but that braisa is a das yachid v'lois sviron on kavase. We don't paskin like that braisa. How do I know that braisa is a das yachid? The Tanya we learned in the braisa that klal ama Reb Shimon ben Gamliel mishum Rabbi Yosi. That Reb Shimon ben Gamliel said the klal in the name of Rabbi Yosi. So this is a das yachid. It's the sheet of Rabbi Yosi. That davar atolosh min hakarka. If you have something that's detached from the ground, afilu miktsasei avud, even if only some of it is a davar aved, it's mutter. You're allowed to do malacha to prevent that aveda on Chol HaMoed. V'hamechaber lekarka. Whereas if you have something that's attached to the ground, afilu kulei avud aser. So then, even if the whole thing is going to get lost, the whole thing is going to go to waste, you're not allowed to do malacha to prevent that aveda on Chol HaMoed. So what do you see? You see that was the shita of Rabbi Yaisi. So that price is a dasi avud. It's the shita of Rabbi Yaisi. And we don't pass like that braisa. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that the braisa is dafka the shita of Rabbi Yaisi? What does it say in the seifa of the braisa? The seifa of the braisa, when it spoke about a person who has nothing else to eat, so he said that he's allowed to do all the different malachis, and we said, he's not allowed to thresh whatever it is that he harvested, he's not allowed to thresh with cows. He has to do a shinoi. Now ask the Gemara of Rabbi Yaisi, if you're telling me that the Tana of this Braisa is a Das Yachid, it's the one Shita of Rabbi Yaisi, so then Yidesh Nami Beparis. So then why can't you thresh Kedarkai? Why can't you use cows? Ha'am Rabbi Yitzchuk Barabu, man Tana, Shina B'moye, B'davar Avi, the like Rabbi Yaisi. We had on the previous Talmud that who's the one who requires you to use a shinoi by a davar avid? It's not like Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi holds you could do things normally. You don't have to use a shinoi. So now how could you tell me that this Braisa is Rabbi Yaisi if the Braisa states clearly that you have to use a shinoi? And the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi is that when it comes to a davar avid, you don't have to use a shinoi. Now the obvious kasha on the Gemara's kasha is that the Braisa is not talking about davar avid. Rabbi Yaisi holds when it comes to a davar avid, you could do things kedarkai. You don't have to employ a shinoi. What's that have to do with the Braisa? The Braisa is talking about a person who doesn't have what to eat. So the Braisa says he could do all the different malachis, and then he should thresh whatever it is that he harvested with the shinoi. What does that have to do with the shita of Rabbi Yaisi? So the Maaser Rekeach explains, in Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, the Maaser Rekeach explains that you see from this Gemara that the Gemara doesn't explain so much, but he just says that you see from this Gemara that the Gemara assumed, you see from the Gemara's Kasha, that the Gemara assumes that just like Rabbi Yaisi held, that when it comes to a Davar or Aved, that you do not have to use a Shinoi, so too when it comes to the Heter of a person who doesn't have what to eat, so then that also Rabbi Yaisi would say that you do not have to use a shinoi. So you're right, it's not that you see a mamish from Rabbi Yaisi Shita, but Mestama Rabbi Yaisi would say the same thing about Misha Ein Lo Mayoicha, and therefore ask the Gemara Kasha, how could you say that the Tana of the Braisa is Rabbi Yaisi? If it's Rabbi Yaisi, so then why do you have to use a shinoi? So says the Gemara Amar Lach, that he'll tell you, that Hachanami, that here also, you do not have to use a shinoi. It's just that kaven the kol yayim ala beparos daishi, since typically you don't usually use cows to thresh your tfua, hey, in the nami lav shinoyu, it's not called using a shinoi just to say that you shouldn't use cows. Using cows, I guess, maybe it's zozul demayet, maybe it makes them more public. Whatever reason the Braisa said not to use cows, it wasn't because you're supposed to use a shinoi like the way we understood until now. Until now we understood don't use cows because you have to use a shinoi. No, even during the year people don't necessarily use cows. That's not called using a shinoi just because we're saying not to use cows. That's because perhaps of zilzul or something else that the Braisa said not to use cows, but that's nothing to do with using a shinoi. And really the Tana of the Braisa is Rabbi Yaisi, but it's a Das Yachid. And really the way we hold is like Rav Huna, that when it comes to a Davara Avid, even something that's attached to the ground, you have the heter of Davara Avid. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, that Taichnin Bamayid Letzarech Hamayid, you're allowed to grind wheat on Chalamayid, Letzarech Hamayid, to bake Chala, Ushaloy Letzarech Hamayid Aser. But if it's not Letzarech Hamayid, then it's Aser. Meaning the heter of Eichon Nefesh is only if it's Letzarech Hamayid. If it's not Letzarech Hamayid, there's no heter of Eichon Nefesh. V'im Tachan V'Haiser, let's say a person, he grinded and it was Letzarech Yamtiv, it was Letzarech Hamayid. He had in mind to bake challah, an amount that he thought he was going to have or need, or he wanted to fill up the oven with bread. And now he has leftovers. So now what's the lach of those leftovers? Hareza Mutter. After Yamtiv, he's allowed to enjoy them even during the week. Even though it was made on Chol HaMoed, and now he's enjoying it after Yom Tov, that's still mutter because it wasn't made Shelo Letzarech HaMoed. It was made for Yom Tov. It was made for the Moed. He happens to have leftovers, that's okay. Kaitzitz and Eitzim, similarly, a person is allowed to cut wood for firewood, b'mayid, on chol hamayid, letzarech hamayid, as long as it's letzarech hamayid. U'shelo letzarech hamayid aser, he's not allowed to do it, shelo letzarech hamayid. V'im katzatz, v'haiser, avreizem mutter. He overestimated how much he was going to use, or someone changed his mind, he didn't show up to the suda. So now he has extra firewood. He's allowed to still enjoy that and use that after Yom Tov. Metil and sheicher, b'mayid, letzarech hamayid. A third similar halacha is that a person's allowed to brew beer on Chol HaMoed as long as it's going to be ready on time to enjoy at some point during the Moed. U'shelo letzarech HaMoed aser. But if it's shelo letzarech HaMoed, then it's aser. Then heitav ha'isa areza mutter. And if he makes it, if he makes the beer and he has some extra, so again he's allowed to enjoy it after Yom Tov. So the Ritva points out, It's interesting that the Gemara has to tell us three different cases of basically the same halacha. The Ritva points out that there's a chiddush in each one. When it comes to grinding wheat, so that's like a huge tzairich. To have bread, that's like a person's staple, especially here in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, that's a huge tzairich. Maybe you would have thought to say that since that's such a staple of achila, so maybe you could even do a shalol tzairich hamayid. That's what the Braisa had to tell you, that no, you're only allowed to do it tzairich hamayid, you're not allowed to do it shalol tzairich hamayid. And when it comes to the eitzim and the beer, that's like much less of a tzairich. And so the chiddush of the Braisa is that afal pikein, even though it's not as much of a tzairich, at least if you're doing it tzairich hamayid, so then it's going to be mutter. Now what the difference, what the chiddush between eitzim and beer is, that the Ritva doesn't explain, but at least the two categories, that's how he explains the chiddush of each one. Now the Braisa concludes, ubavad shlo yarim. And even though you're allowed to enjoy your leftovers after Yom Tov, if you have leftover wheat, leftover flour, you're allowed to use it to bake bread after Yom Tov, you're not allowed to be marim. You can't purposely grind extra. Now, when you grind for Chol HaMoed in general, the basic halacha, when it comes to Eichel Nefesh, is that, let's say a person is cooking some meat for Yom Tov. So you don't have to be exact. Let's say you have six people at the Suda, and you're assuming each person is going to eat one. But the derech is to make 10 pieces. Because it's normal to have, to give people an option to have a second piece. So then even though you're assuming there's going to be extra, since that's called making it letzairich. That's making baharvacha in case a person wants to have an extra piece. You want there to be more in case a person decides to have an extra piece. That's completely allowed. What you're not allowed to do is make 20 pieces, where you know that no one's eating all those pieces. And it's just shalol letzairich hamayit, that you're not allowed to do. The Braisa is saying you're also not allowed to be marim. You can't trick yourself. You can't lie to yourself and say, oh yeah, you know, maybe someone's going to be super hungry and want to eat 5 pieces. You can't purposely make more of whatever it is that you're doing if it involves malacha and be marim. And really what you're hoping for is that no one eats it and you have it extra for Isruchak, for during the week, for after Yom Tov. That you're not allowed to do. You can't lie to yourself that you're doing it for Letzarech HaMayin and really you're not. So now says the Gemara, Uraminu, is that really true? That you're not allowed to be marim? You can't do harama on Chol HaMoed? Ask the Gemara, but we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says like this, that matilin sheicher b'mayid l'tzarech hamayid, u'shalo l'tzarech hamayid aser, the same thing that we had in the previous Braisa, that you're allowed to brew beer on Chol HaMoed l'tzarech hamayid, but shalo l'tzarech hamayid is aser, echad sheicher tamarim, v'echad sheicher sayrim. Now there's no difference between date beer, or even barley beer, which requires more tircha, even that, as long as you're doing it shalo l'tzarech hamayid, as long as you're doing it l'tzarech hamayid, it's going to be mutter to brew the beer, v'afal pi sheyesh lo yashan, and even though you already have some beer. You already have in your fridge. You have some beer. Marim v'shaisa menachadosh. You're allowed to be marim. You could do arama, and you can make new beer, and then drink from the new stuff. And this way, you'll have the old stuff. You'll have it for after Yom Tov. So in this way, you're allowed to be marim. So how could the Braisa and the previous Braisa say that you're not allowed to be marim? And this Braisa, we see that you are allowed to be marim. And then for the Gemara Tanayi, that's really to Machlokes Tanayim. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Eima Arimim Bekach, and Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Eimer Marimin, to Machlokes, the Chachamim say you're not allowed to be marim, Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says that you are allowed to be marim, and obviously the Halacha will follow the Chachamim, because Yachad V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. Actually, the Rambam happens to paskin that you are allowed to be marim, like Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda, not going to deal with it. We're saying on the Rambam b'di'eved, but Iker Adin, a person is not allowed to be marim on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara that Rav chatzdulei chatzada b'chol d'mayada. So just like Rav Huna, so Rav was also, Rav had his barley, Rav had his field cut on Chol HaMoed. So Shama Shmuel Nikbat. Shmuel found out about this and he was upset. He said that Rav did the wrong thing. He wasn't supposed to harvest his field. Now, we know that harvesting your field is a davar avid. And we said that we paskin like the Chachamim, that for a davar avid, you're allowed to do malacha, even if it's mechob l'karka. It was only Rabbi Yossi, it was a das yachid, well not. So ask the Gemara, Shmuel, who got upset at Rav for doing this, Lema Shmuel ki yechidas, firulei, should we assume that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi, he holds like a das yachid? That for a davar avid, you're not allowed to do malacha on something that's mechob l'karka? Says the Gemara, loy. Chatzada dechite hava. Deloy hava pasit. No, Shmuel avad, he does not hold a Rabbi Yosi. If a person has a davar avid, he's allowed to do malacha, even if it's mechob l'karka. The problem that he had with Rav's situation is that Rav's situation wasn't the davar avid. It wasn't barley, it was wheat. He was harvesting wheat. Now anyone who knows anything about wheat knows that it's not such a davar avid to let the wheat stay in the field, that you don't have to harvest it right away. That's obvious, right? Everyone knows that. And if so, so that's why it wasn't a davar avid, and that's why he got upset at Rav. Now ask the Gemara, wait a second. If it wasn't a davar avid, the Rav might time avid achi. So then how was Rav allowed to do this? How was he allowed to harvest his wheat if it wasn't a davar avid? So says the Gemara, because ain lo mayoichel hava. Because Rav didn't have anything to eat, which is interesting. The way we paskin is that ain lo mayoichel means you don't even have bread and water. So it's interesting that Rav, he was mamish one of the Gedolei Hador, he was an ein lo mayoichel. He didn't have bread and water, pashut for Chol HaMoed. And that's why he was allowed to do what he did. So now why did Shmuel get upset? So granted, he didn't have the heter of davar avid, but he had an even stronger heter. He had the heter of ein lo mayoichel. So why did Shmuel get upset? So says the Gemara, Shmuel lo yisaymu kameh. Shmuel, they didn't finish, they didn't tell him, he didn't know that Rav was ein lo mayoichel. Interesting, also stam. You know, that Shmuel didn't know about Rav, that Rav was an ein lo mayoichel. And that's why he got upset. Inami, or a different teretz, is that Adam Chashev Shani. Shmuel didn't know that Rav was an Ein Lo Mayoichel, but he held that an Adam Chashuv, like we had previously, an Adam Chashuv has to be careful, even sometimes things that are completely mutter, an Adam Chashuv has to be careful and refrain from doing it, because otherwise other people will learn from him and take on kulas that are not allowed. And so therefore Shmuel held that Rav should not have taken on this kula because he was an Adam Chashuv. Which is, again, also interesting, because what's he supposed to do? He's Ein Lo Mayoichel. So, and he's an Adam Chashev. What? So an Adam Chashev is supposed to starve? What's he supposed to do? So the Ritva asked the Kasha. The Ritva explains that it's true he didn't have what to eat, but an Adam Chashev should have been machmir not to harvest this field, and instead he could borrow and eat from someone else's food. Or he at least should have harvested it more privately, or at least in only a minimal amount. But to mamish harvest his whole field, so that Shmuel held an Adam Chashev. An Adam Chashuv should not have done such a thing. So now on this topic of Adam Chashuv, says the Gemara, another story, another halacha of an Adam Chashuv, that Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya Nafak B'chumarta de Medusha. That Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, the grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, he went out wearing, it seems on Shabbos, he went out wearing a chumarta de Medusha. He wore a wooden signet ring. Now, a wooden signet ring you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. It's muksa. It's a klishe machdil iser. And he wore it. Afalpike, he wore it. And another thing that he did was ve'ishte mayo da'achim kfeila arma. And he drank hot water mayim. He would drink water da'achim kfeila harma, that a non-Jewish baker had prepared for him, had cooked it up for him. So a non-Jew cooked the water for him. That's bishul nachri. So Shama Rav Ami Nikbad. So Rav Ami heard about this and he got upset. And Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef commented on this, that Rav Ami got upset. And Rav Yosef said, I don't understand. My time Ikbad. Why did Rav Ami get upset at Rav Yehuda Nesiya for doing these two things? They're both mutter. With regards to the signet ring, Imishum Chumarta B'Demadaisha, if he got upset about the signet ring, Hatani, we learned to the Braisa, Hashirin, Anizamin, Vatabois, when it comes to these different articles of jewelry, so even though a person's now allowed to wear them out into a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, because they might take them off and show it to someone else and carry, so you're not allowed to wear them in Rishus HaRabim, still they don't become muksa because of that, or there are muksa, but they still have a shame kli. It's still considered a kli. It's a kli shemalach de lisser, but it's still a kli. And arei hank chola kalim hanit lebechatzer. So it's like any kli that you're allowed to move around inside of the chatzer, because it still has a shame kli, and you're allowed to move it letzarech gufay letzarech mekayimay. So too Rav Yehuda Nesiya, he was allowed to wear this ring letzarech gufay in the chatzer. So why did Rav Ami get upset about this? And imishum de ishte mayo da'achim kfeil arma. And if it's because he drank water that was heated by a guy, ha'amer Shmuel bar Yitzchak amar Rav. Anything, the rule by Bishul Nachri is that anything that's edible raw, so there's no Isser Bishul Nachri on something like water, perhaps deli, things that you could eat raw, so there's nothing wrong with the guy cooking it. And if so, this didn't involve an Isser Bishul Nachri. So again, so why did Rav Ami get upset? And the Gemara answers the same tirutz that we said before, because Adam Chashiv Shani, even though it's true that both of these things were technically mutter, Rav Ami got upset because he held that Adam Chashiv Shani and Adam Chashiv should be careful not to do these things. I believe that we do not paskin like Rav Ami. We paskin that even an Adam Chashiv is allowed to do these things. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amrav Chananel Amarav, that Kaitzitz Adam Dekel B'mayit, Afa Pisha Enoi Tzarech Elol Nesai Reshalai. So this is the new halacha. Says Rav Chananel Amarav, that Kaitzitz Adam Dekel B'mayit, a person is allowed to cut a palm tree on Cholamayit, even though there's a lot of tircha in cutting down a palm tree, a person is allowed to do that, Afa Pisha Enoi Tzarech Elol Nesai Reshalai. Even though the only thing he needs from the palm tree is really not even the tree, it's he needs the shavings of wood that come out when he cuts the tree. So even though it's such a minimal tzarech, and it seems like such a lot of tircha, afalpikein, that Rav held that was mutter on Chol HaMayit. Now, why in the law Abaye cursed the person who would actually rely on this heter? He was not maskim to this heter. Says the Gemara story that Rav Ashi havalei iba bishlanya. Rav Ashi, he had a certain forest in Shlanya that needed to be harvested. So Azul lemikzei b'chulu mayado, he went to cut it on Chol HaMayit, and really he just needed the shavings of the tree. And so Amar le Rav Shila Mishlani le Rav Ashi. Rav Shila Mishlani said to Rav Ashi, "My daitoch, what's your heter over here? What are you thinking? The Kamer Rav Chananel Amarav, because Rav Chananel Amarav said that kaitzitz adam dekel b'mayid afa pishen and tzarich el nesayra shalai, because Rav gave this heter. He said that you're allowed to cut a tree, even though all you need is the shavings. Halai the law Abaye, but we know that Abaye was chaylik. Abaye cursed the person who relied on this heter. So therefore, he asked Rav Ashi, why are you relying on this? So Amar Leg, so Rav Ashi said back to Rav Shila, he said, Lay Shmieli. He said, I didn't hear about that shot of Abaye. Kalein Mar Lay Svirali, meaning I'm not masking to Abaye. I hold like Rav. Now, Lamaisa, what happened was, is Ishtamid Narga, his axe slipped out, the blade slipped out, and Bay Lemifsike Lashake, and it almost cut off his leg. It almost cut off Rav Ashi's leg. So Rav Ashi took that as a simon, that maybe he shouldn't be chalik on Abaye, or at least he shouldn't verbalize it the way he did. So Shaf gave a hadar asa, so he went back home, and he said, okay, that's it, I'm calling it quits. Another story says the Gemara, that Rav Yehuda, or first the halacha, says the Gemara that Rav Yehuda, shara lemekir kitana, Rav Yehuda allowed a person to uproot flax on Chol HaMayit, ulemikdal kshusa, and to cut hops for the beer, ulemiakor shumshume, and to uproot sesame. Now, Amar Le Abai le Rabbi Yosef. Abai asked Rabbi Yosef about this heter of Rabbi Yehuda. Abai asked Rabbi Yosef like this: Bishlama kitana. I understand when it comes to flax, chazi lechavifa. You could use it as a cover for your fruits to keep them fresh. Kshusa chazi leshichra. I understand hops that has a heter on Chol HaMayit. It's a tzarich achila as well because you use it for the beer. Elashum shemei lemay chazi. But what do you use sesame seeds for? How are you allowed to harvest the sesame? So I had very shver when I learned this. I don't know if anyone's ever been to Eretz Yisrael. You go to a bakery in Eretz Yisrael, you'll have a hard time finding something that doesn't have sesame seeds on it. So what on earth is this kasha? What, sesame seeds? My chazi, what do you mean? Go to an Israeli bakery, you'll see there's sesame seeds on everything. It's the most tzarech achila food that there is in Eretz Yisrael. In fact, the Rav on the Mishnah in Shabbos in the second parak, which mentions Shum Shemiyah, mentions sesame, the Rav says, what sesame? It's already in the times of the Bartanura, many, many hundreds of years ago. He says it's the food that they eat in Eretz Yisrael a lot of. They eat a lot of it in Eretz Yisrael. So Ad Yom HaZeh, we continue the minog to eat lots of sesame. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Shum Shemi Lamai Chazei, what's sesame fit for? So I was very excited. I saw in the Prisha, where this is brought down in the Torah, in Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Gimel, so the Prisha actually says over there, he says that it's obviously this is not our sesame. The Mishnah Bura as well, he says, Pashrut, that this is not our sesame, and he explains in the Shaar Tzion, because sesame is very Roi La'achila. Everyone eats sesame. And therefore, this is obviously not talking about our Shum Shemi. We typically type Shum Shemi as sesame, and this Gemara Shum Shemi is not referring to sesame seeds. So anyway, so says the Gemara Shum Shemi L'mai Chazi, what's this Shum Shemi Chazif, what's it fit for? Why would you have a heter to harvest it on Chol HaMayit? Says the Gemara, Chazi l'nazaye de'isbehu. Because the Maisa, even though the sesame itself, the shumshimi itself, is not roi l'achila, but you could squeeze out oil from it, and then use the oil. That's the way at least the Miyuchas Rashi explains, that you use it for the oil, and therefore that's why it has a heter. Now says the Gemara story, and we'll conclude with this. Rav Yanai, Havaleahu Pardesa. Rav Yanai had a certain paradise, he had an orchard. Demata zimne b'chula d'mayada. It became its time to be harvested on Cholamay. So it was a davar aved, he needed to harvest it. So katve, so he picked it, he cut it, he harvested his forest. L'mayis l'shana, the following year, shayuha kuli amula pardesayu, the whole world, everyone in his community, instead of harvesting their orchards before Yom Tov, so they waited to Cholamay, and they all harvested it on Cholamay. The chula d'mayada, they pushed it off to Chol HaMayed. Now we know that even though you're allowed to do malacha for a davar avin on Chol HaMayed, we've had already ubavad shlo yichavi malach l'mayed. You're not allowed to purposely schedule the malacha to be done on Chol HaMayed. So this was completely aser. So once Rabbi Yanni saw this, he saw that by him harvesting his forest on Chol HaMayed, this led, this is mamish the spitch Adam Chashav Shani. So this caused it that other people did the wrong thing. They took his kula too far. So Afkri Rabbi Yanni lepardesia who shata. So Rabbi Yanni was mafkri his paradise that year. He wanted to make a mark on everyone that no, this is completely osur to purposely be mechavim malach to l'mayed. He had a special heter last year, and this way he was so upset that people learned from him in the wrong way. So he was mafkri his orchard.